Before the nonprofit Sea Turtle Recovery Hospital opened at the Turtleback Zoo, there was no long-term care available for sick and injured sea turtles in New Jersey.
Both Brandy Beal, my co-executive officer, and I have marine science degrees.
Bill Deer and Brandy Beal are the dynamic duo that run the operation.
All sea turtles in the world are either threatened or endangered, so that means there's not many left, and we need to do everything we can to help save them.
Taking a tour of the treatment facility with Deer and Beal, they talk about the rehab tanks and some of their current patients.
We see injuries from propeller strikes or fishing-related injuries. We also see illness like respiratory infections.
So what's amazing about each and every sea turtle that comes in is people don't realize how much personality each sea turtle has. So to describe one does not describe them all. We currently have one that is ridiculously picky and only wants crab, and so is stubbornly trying to revolt against squid and capelin and herring and everything we offer. And then we have one that is very much feisty, I guess is the appropriate word. And so we love to see that. That means we're doing our job. They're staying wild. But this one in particular would love to make sure that we lose a finger.
I'm looking at 1, 2, 3.
We consider 4 tanks with 10,000 gallons of artificial salt water. Because we're not close to the coast, we have to make our salt water, so we hand mix bags of salt to do our water changes and do our best to mimic near ocean conditions in our hospital for the health and safety of the turtles.
The most recent group of sea turtles being released from rehab include 3 Kemp's Ridley sea turtles and 1 female loggerhead.
The large turtle you see here is Tammy. She's our adult female loggerhead. She's about 40 years old and about 270 pounds. We'll get a final weight the day of her release. She's been in our hospital for a little over a year after being rescued by the Coast Guard cutter Lawrence Lawson off the coast of Cape May. She was found struggling at the surface, so they brought her on board. We transferred her to our hospital. When we picked her up, she had over 38 pounds of barnacles and mussels and mud growing on her shell, which is not normal. When we removed all that debris from her back, we found she had been hit by a boat propeller and had 6 cuts down her back. She was severely underweight. She hadn't been eating properly. She had some internal infections. We've treated her for all that. She's now eating great. She's put on a lot of weight. She's back to a healthy weight, and she's ready to return to the ocean.
We're very excited about that because, again, once they get released, they'll avoid people and they'll just live out their lives happily and healthy.
At Point Pleasant Beach, a crowd of over 100 people watch as the rehabilitated sea turtles are released back into the ocean.
Go.
27 turtles have now been treated and released since Sea Turtle Recovery opened in late 2016. Beal is asking others to do their part to keep sea turtles safe.
It's up to everyone to keep our beaches and ocean clean. So these sea turtles went back home, but it's not really a home if we keep destroying it. So it's up to everyone to make sure that they're really safe and they're really at home.
And just like that, Brandy Beal and Bill Deer will head back to Sea Turtle Recovery at the Turtleback Zoo, preparing a home for the turtles that fail to migrate to warmer climates when winter starts. I'm Ang Santos, WBGO News.
I hear the cottonwoods whispering above, Tammy, Tammy, Tammy's in love. The old hooty owl hooty hoos to the dove, Tammy, Tammy, Tammy's in love. Does my lover feel what I feel when he comes near? My heart beats so joyfully. You'd think that he could hear. Wish I knew if he knew what I'm dreaming of. Tammy, Tammy.